Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Just wrapped up an amazing interview with David C. Baker over on Forecast. David is the author of an incredible book called The Business of Expertise. Really one of a handful of books that I can honestly say has genuinely changed the way that I think about my business and the businesses of my clients. The interview with David was really special also because, you know, David is, to be honest, one of very few people that I look up to and whose career trajectory I would be honored to mirror, right? If I arrive at a place where David is at right now, specifics aside, you know, 20 years from now, then I think I can look back at my career and be satisfied with what I've done and who I've helped and where I've arrived. And I honestly can't say that about very many people. So I had a lot of fun interviewing David. I think it was a great interview, and you can look forward to that coming out on Forecast soon. But here and now, I wanted to share with you kind of the one thing I'm taking away from my interview with David and from the book, The Business of Expertise, and that is the importance of playing the long game. See, as business owners, as experts, consultants, professional service providers, we tend to get really consumed by the short-term challenges that we face in our business, right? It's that client, it's this project, it's the revenue roller coaster, it's the cash flow issues. You know, there's no shortage of short-term problems that we face. And not that those problems aren't real, they're real problems that we need to address. But the thing is, they're not very good predictors of long-term sustainable progress. Okay, they're just bumps on the road. They're obstacles on the way. And the thing is, you're only going to have the resourcefulness and the mental wherewithal to get over those bumps if you have a really clear long-term view and a long-term strategy of where you're taking this. And that's really what, above and beyond everything else, I'm learning from David C. Baker. Here's a guy who is incredibly successful by every measure. You know, he's got deep expertise, a thriving professional practice. He's a sought-after expert. And in his little world, everybody knows who he is. But he didn't get there overnight. You know, David's been building this business and his expertise step by step for, you know, over 20 years. And now he's arrived at a place where you can count the number of experts who are like him on your fingers. But it's not simply a matter of putting in the time. It's not like if you just keep doing what you're doing, then 20, 30 years from now, you're going to get there. I mean, most of us work for 30 to 40 years. I mean, that's pretty normal. But only a select few of us will arrive at a place of deep expertise like David has. Because, look, let's be honest, it requires discipline. Okay, it requires trading the short term for the long term in a lot of cases. It requires confidence to position your firm and your expertise for a specific vertical or for a specific problem. It requires saying no to clients who don't fit with your positioning, even when you need the money. It requires pursuing clients who strengthen your positioning, even if they're difficult to acquire. It requires articulating your point of view and sharing it for people to either agree or disagree with, even when you're not that confident yet in your point of view. And it requires, you know, being wrong more than you're right, especially at first, so that eventually you can be right more than you're wrong. And like everything else in life, it requires trading comfort in the short term for making an impact in the long term. And there's a quote in the book that I really, really love where David says, "Sometimes your own success is your biggest enemy because it makes you fat and happy, takes away the hunger, and it turns you arrogant." And that's a real trap because if you're a genuine expert, then you're not going to starve. Okay, there's no such thing as a starving expert. If you're a real expert, then yeah, you might face some challenges in the short term. That comes with the territory. But eventually, you're going to do just fine and you'll be perfectly comfortable. But that's a dangerous thing. That comfort is a real, real danger because comfort today is going to prevent you from making a bigger impact tomorrow. So that's what I'm thinking about. And that's what I really want you to think about as well. Beyond this year, beyond next year, beyond even the next 3 to 5 years, where are you taking this thing? Where do you want to be 10 or 20 years from now? What kind of expertise are you cultivating and strengthening month after month and year after year? What kind of business are you building? What road are you heading down? And what are the things that you're doing right now in the short term that aren't aligned with that long-term vision? And what are the things that you should be doing that you're not doing because you've convinced yourself you don't have time, or now the time isn't right, or you're too preoccupied with other things, that will help you get to that long-term vision faster? So lots of notes to take away from my interview with David Baker and from his book, The Business of Expertise. I'm definitely going to be sharing more along these lines here on this show, but make sure you're subscribed to my other show, Forecast, so that you'll get my interview with David C. Baker as soon as it drops. And you can get that at forecast.fm or search for Forecast in your favorite podcast player. That's it for now. We'll talk later. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.